I'm hoping that the mic isn't gonna do anything bad, because this microphone is really, really bad. But anyways, hi, welcome to Let's Talk with Kawan, the podcast. I'm recording this in my closet, so I am sorry if it is, if the reverb, or I don't know how to explain it, if it sounds really bad. Just note that the microphone that I'm using is a $30 microphone from Amazon, and I am a broke 17-year-old. So, I'm right next to my closet. I'm actually in my closet, and I got my library right next to me. The books that I've read from, like, 8th grade to now. Actually, I have a book from 5th grade, Crispin and the Cross of Blood. But, woo! Anyways, before I dive into this episode, I kind of want to explain why I decided to do this podcast, because it probably seems out of the blue for quite a few people, being like, hey, why are you starting a podcast now? So I'll explain myself. So last year, I wanted to do a passion project for college, because, you know, it's good for colleges and you having a passion project XYZ, and I was going to create a political podcast. It's going to be called Let's Talk Global. Actually, I mean, I don't know who's listening to this, but there it might be a chance that you were following the Let's Talk Global podcast on my Instagram. So that idea, I was going to do it, and I realized that, look, politics is a pretty interesting thing to talk about. I mean, I'm going to go into political science, and I don't know if a podcast is the best thing for political science, like showing my viewpoints. I mean, it's okay to show your viewpoints, but I don't think that, let's just say that politics is very complicated, and I don't think that I want to get depressed with that. So I kind of shelved that idea, and I don't know, I think it was actually this month, January 1st, it was the day that I posted my first teaser for this podcast, that I was like, I love talking. Why don't I just create a podcast where I talk about being a teenager? Actually, I didn't really know what I was going to talk about, but eventually the idea came that I wanted, you know, I'm a teenager, I'm 17. I think that I've gone through enough experiences as being a teenager to compare myself to quote unquote the average teenager. And I'm going to be talking about like my experiences with a lot of different aspects of being a teenager. So each episode that I launch is going to be based off a certain aspect of being a teenager. So every month is going to focus on a certain theme. I don't know. I just felt like it's a really cool thing, and I have plans until May. Because I think that's when I graduate. Well, it's not, so I think I am going to graduate in May. So, oh my God, I thought that was my mom coming into my room, and I was like, ah, sorry. Anyways, I have ideas until May, and yeah, that's kind of the gist of how everything started. So without further ado, I'm really bad at doing like transitions and all that. The first episode, if you haven't seen, it's basically all about teenage love. And I am really fascinated and intrigued with the idea of love. I used to, and even now, I'm always obsessed with the idea of getting into a relationship and crushes and infatuations and I get to learn, but I've honestly, through my crushes, I've never been liked back. And you know, it's hard to say that I've never had someone who I liked who liked me back, but I think it's a lot more people than you think, a lot more teenagers than you think. I don't think that I'm the only person whose crushes have never liked them back, and it's not a great feeling. All the crushes being in my head and all that, and not them not liking me back, it just makes me think, why am I never loved? Why am I not loved by people, by these crushes? Especially when you're a teenager, you're going through hormones, you're going through puberty, and you're so pressured into being in a relationship. I remember in sixth grade, that I, well, I, it wasn't a relationship. It was a 6-month relationship with someone. It was a quote unquote. And I think now looking back, I think the whole idea, the reason why I wanted to be in the real, quote unquote, in the relationship is that a lot of my friends were talking about, oh, I have a crush on this person. Oh, this person's dating this person. So I was just like, hey, you want to date? And this person was like, she was like, okay, cool. So we dated for 6 months. We broke up in history, I believe. And yeah, we don't really keep in contact much now, but I'm friendly. So it's really interesting to, and since then, I mean, I'm not even going to count that as a relationship because that was in sixth grade. But I think that ever since I was 14, so I think that what I'm going to get back to, when I was 14, I think that's when I really developed my first real crush. I don't think that I had an actual crush, like an actual push to want to be in a relationship with someone until I was 14. And that was a very interesting phase in my life. Let's just say that. Not the best choices I made. I mean, I can't control my crushes. I can't control my feelings. And I got a crush on this person, and it was a real, real, I think it was my first real, real, real crush. And I don't know what it was. It was just this person so confident with themselves and all that. And I was like, wow, I really like this person. So then I think I may have confessed, if I'm not wrong. I did confess, and I got rejected. I mean, look, looking back, I would have rejected myself, my 14-year-old self, but I would even reject myself today. Yeah, I'm sipping my pineapple juice, if you want to hear. Ready? Yum! But, yeah, 8th grade, it was just, it's post-COVID. Well, not post-COVID. It's an endemic. COVID's an endemic. It's never gonna end. But, it was when we were getting off quarantine, and it was 2021, and it was, like, spring, summer, and I thought that, like, this idea of love, that you had to be in love, you had to be dating someone, you had to have a crush slash an infatuation. And after my first heartbreak, I became so obsessed with this idea of being in a relationship, being in love. That's when I lived in a different city. I moved over the summer and came into a new school freshman year, and it was pretty rough. It was really, really, really rough adjusting to the new school. But I think that eventually I made my new friends, and I think that now I'm in a really good spot with friendships in my school. But that's besides the point. I love getting sidetracked. Sounds like my AP Lit teacher. Anyways, freshman year, I think I had another crush on this person, and it was a pretty long crush. It went from, I think, December of 2021 until, I'd say April or May of 2022. And this was my freshman year, and I thought that I had a chance with this person. I didn't, for certain reasons, and got heartbroken. And this cycle continued on, and it still continues when I don't even know the difference between a crush and an infatuation at this point, because I know an infatuation is when you think of the person constantly and you don't think of their flaws. When you have a crush on someone, you think of their flaws and you don't care about their flaws, and you're like, oh, I would still date this person regardless of their flaws. And I mean, that's what I've heard in my research. And it's hard, like, distinguishing a crush and infatuation. Like, right now, honestly, I don't know if I have a crush or infatuation on someone. And I know in my head, like, this person hasn't texted you in a month. This person, I don't think this person wants me. And it's hard for me to get over that, because I always see, I'm always in my head, I'm always like, this person has a different life. I think that this person is marvelous, and this person is marvelous. I know them as a friend and very, very nice person. I just think that it is hard for my brain to wrap around the fact that most likely this person does not like me back. And I try not to let myself down so much, but of course it's going to hurt. It hurts when you know that this person is not going to like you back. It sucks. It does suck. But it sucks. But I think that you have to learn, and I'm still learning, that you do not have to be in a relationship when you're a teenager. I thought it was a very, very hard thing. I still think it's a very hard thing because there are societal norms that, you know, you're supposed to have your first kiss by this time. You were supposed to have your first partner by this time. You're supposed to lose your virginity at this point. And none of that has happened to me. I haven't had my first romantic kiss. I mean, I've kissed a few friends for fun, like yada, yada, yada. But I've never had a first romantic kiss. I've never been held in hand. Like, I've never held hands with someone. Never been on a date with someone. I haven't done a lot romantically. So I always compare myself to a lot of people in my school and social media and being like, oh, my friend's dating this person and I want to date because blah, blah, blah. But I think that deep down, I am still on a path towards self-love. And I'm going to therapy for that. One of the reasons why I'm going to therapy, I mean, I do have anxiety. I think we all do at this point, honestly. But I think that one of the reasons why I'm going to therapy is because of self-identity and how I perceive myself. Because I perceive myself so negatively. Like, it's not good. I always see the flaws in myself. I never see the pluses of me, like the benefits of me, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm always like I'm so talkative to the point that people don't like me because I over speak or something like that. Like, I yell out answers sometimes in some of my classes because I just know it and I want to talk, yada yada. And someone mentioned that to me last week about, you know, me over talking, and it really stuck in my head. And it's not the first time. I mean, I'm a very talkative person. I think I consider myself very extroverted. And when people, I mean, they're not pointing at my flaws. It's just true. Like, you need to control myself more. I totally agree. I need better self-control, and that is a work in progress. I just think that it sucks in a sense that I am going to critique myself over that so much, and I'm going to look over the things that I do. Like, I don't really want to go into that. Maybe that's another episode. We'll see. We're gonna talk about my flaws and all that, and my self-perception of myself. It's a psychology thing. I'm minoring psych, I think, for college. Hey, anyways. But going back into, you know, bro, I'm such a bad talker, and I'm not gonna edit any of this out. So you guys gotta suffer with this. But again, when you compare yourself to quote-unquote the average teenager, you're going to find that you're definitely not the average teenager. It's in terms of romance and in love, and it does suck. But I think that it's a learning experience, and you have to love yourself before you love someone else. Period. I think that you gotta love yourself before you love someone else. You have to dedicate yourself. And that in a relationship, of course, your partner, your significant other is really important, but you gotta prioritize yourself. I know it's selfish, but it's the truth. You have to prioritize yourself. You are your own person. You wouldn't be here without yourself, even though that sounds cheesy. It's true. I gotta work on myself. I'm 100% sure of that. One of the reasons why I'm not pursuing a relationship right now, well, I mean, I kind of like someone, but the reason why I'm not pursuing a relationship right now is I'm going off to college in September. It's a completely new chapter of my life. And in college, relationships, woo, I heard that they are so different than high school. I mean, I don't know, but it's interesting that I'm almost an adult. I'm turning 18 in April. And once you turn 18, a lot of doors open for romance and relationships. Like, you're, oh, you can, like, start going on dating apps. You can, there's, like, it's pretty much socially acceptable to be in a relationship. I know that it's, like, teenage, it's socially acceptable, it's acceptable when you're a teenager. But, you know what I mean? When you're 18, it's more, I'm not going to say accepted. You know what I mean. But I think, like, once you're 18, a lot of doors open to you in that aspect. And I don't want to say, like, I want to get into a relationship. I want to let it be natural. But I don't know. It's a very interesting thing. I want to see how it is. Like, once I turn 18, once I head off to college, am I going to continue on this path towards self-love and want and trying to love myself? And I'm not saying I hate myself now. It's just that you can always improve on your self-love, especially me. I think I can always improve on my self-love. I do that, or would I be ready enough to start pursuing a relationship and trying to get with, well, okay, trying to get in a relationship with someone, not trying to get with someone, but this whole idea of love is just so confusing. I know that if people are listening to this and you're in relationships, I want to know, what is the balance between loving someone and loving yourself? Like, how did it feel? Because I don't know how this feels. How does it feel when someone actually likes you back? Oh my god. I'm just, like, trying to think of the past and my, going back to, like, crushes and all that, like, with my first crush. Sorry, this is, like, going off topic. It's the ADHD. It's, like, going from one topic to another. With crushes. It's really funny looking back because I swore that my first crush was love, but was it really love, or was it the idea of them? That's the whole thing of infatuation. Like, when you're a teenager, right now, I think, at any stage when you're a teenager, even when you're a young adult and all that, I don't know, maybe, maybe even when you're an adult, but when you're a teenager, you know, love feels like it's the biggest thing in the world, and no one can tell you it's just a phase. And I agree with that right now, especially right now, because in the moment, you think it's everything. You think about this person. You think about the idea of being in love 24/7. When you wake up, first thing you think. When you sleep, it's last thing you think. And I don't think that everyone understands that the difference between crushes and infatuations. I don't know them as well. And again, like, when your first crush doesn't like you with that heartbreak, it hurts. It's your first time feeling emotional pain like this, and you don't have experiencing knowing you're going to move on. Social media, ooh, 100% makes it worse. My own experience. Social media, I can see if the person's active, and pineapple juice, sorry, taking a sip. You know when the person's active, and it hurts. It really, really hurts. But at the end of the day, you gotta stick to yourself. And yeah, I think that looking back, every crush, every heartbreak, it taught me something. Even the dumbest ideas, I think that even, like, you gotta do self-love and all that, it taught me that I have to self-love. I go to therapy. One of the reasons I go to therapy is for self-love. Self-love, anxiety, all that stuff. And looking back, I just wish that I could, you know, if I could tell my 14-year-old self about love, take your time, man. Love isn't a checklist. Just because everyone else is dating and you're pressured to be in love, it doesn't mean you have to rush into something. It's okay if someone doesn't like you back, because I know it hurts, but in the future, I know in the future that I am going to be in a relationship. I'm going to be in a loving relationship. And someone's going to love me, but I got to prioritize myself. I got to get out of social media a lot. I got to stop thinking a lot about these quote-unquote teenage milestones that I have to hit by X year, X month, XYZ. It's such... I hate how there's, like, certain points they have to reach by your certain age. And it hurts. It sucks. Love is complicated. Love is so effing complicated. And one of the reasons why I'm deciding on minoring in psych is because of this idea of love. Like, why do these feelings and these emotions trigger in your brain? Like, this whole thing of love, it shapes your brain so differently. It shapes the way you think. It's so confusing. Love is so confusing. Teenage love is confusing. And it's okay. There's so many... I know many people, you know, they had a first crush. And they've been... I think it was like in middle school. They had a crush on someone. They liked them back. And they've been dating since sixth grade. Good for you. If, you know, you being in a relationship since sixth grade, it is so sweet. It's so cute. You know, those like middle school crushes. I mean, not middle school crushes. Well, yeah. Middle school crushes that turn into relationships. And they're dating now. Like 7 years later. It is so cute. But it is okay to not be in ever be in a relationship. Don't compare yourself to that 7 year relationship, because you're a different person. You're a different individual. They have a different perception versus your own perception. You're a different person. You have to acknowledge that you gotta take your own time. I think that's like the main message of this whole episode. You gotta take your own time. Oh my god, my brother. We'll see. Sorry, silence. Okay, my brother, we're good. I mean, I am in my closet. It is really, really weird. But I think that is pretty much all I do want to say today for this episode. I'm sorry that this is so chaotic. I promise that the next episode is going to be longer. It's going to be more organized. I mean, you can tell with this episode, it is very chaotic because my idea of teenage love is very chaotic. But I think that now, like, talking, I think that this whole podcast is going to be more of like a therapy session for me. Are you talking about my... Hello? Oh my god, my brother running across the hallway, that's fun. But I think this is going to be like a therapy session for me. And I hope that whoever's listening out there, I hope that this can be a therapy session for you. And you can compare your own experiences to my own experiences. And just have, you know, just listen. Just listen. Just imagine that we're having a one-on-one conversation. I hope that everyone feels comfortable with me and talking and all that. I just hope that I can learn more about other people's experiences and learning more about myself. This is one of the reasons why I created this podcast. Another reason, well, not the Less Talk Global, but this current one, I want to discover myself. I want to discover more about, like, more hidden things about myself. I want to discover more of the hidden things. So yeah, that, I guess this is the end of my episode. I don't know how to end it. I will figure out a way. Next time, should I hint what the next episode is going to be? Okay. So the next episode is going to be on February 14th. And it's not going to be on love. Actually, I know it's on Valentine's Day. But oops, I wanted to talk about love first. But it's going to talk all about friendships. Like the good, the bad, and the messy about friendships. And how friendships come and go, and all that pizzazz. So that is a sneak peek for the next episode. And please let me know how I can improve on this podcast. Please let me know your own experiences. If I should bring guests to this podcast, I think that would be a very, very cool thing. I would definitely love some guests at some point for certain episodes. I think that for now, I kind of want to stick more on my own end, but I want to bring some guests, obviously. So yeah, I guess this is the end of the episode. If you like this episode, please make sure to follow wherever you're listening to this. I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to upload this on all streaming platforms, but we'll see. So yeah, thank you for listening to Let's Talk with Kawan, and I hope I see you on February 14th or whenever you're going to listen to another episode. I hope this podcast goes on for a very, very long time, and I hope that a lot of people get to hear this. Maybe only like 5 people will hear this, but whatever. Right. Bye.